Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, the longest-running physician-hosted radio program in the United States. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. And the whole idea behind Intelligent Medicine is to impart information about health, nutrition, and medicine in general in a lively and entertaining format. Could be part of that by calling 877-726-8255 during the program or any time during the week. And you can record a question. We'll be taking several of those during today's program. We got some good ones lined up for you. And we have some very interesting stories. So much to talk about this week. We're going to be talking about epidermal growth factor for skin care. What's the deal on this new breakthrough ingredient? Also, it turns out that death rates in the United States have increased since COVID, and it's not all about COVID. It's not just the million or so deaths that we experienced from COVID. We'll find out what's going on. Also, a med student at Harvard Medical School conducted an experiment where for 1 month he consumed 24 eggs per day. We'll find out what happened to him. We'll talk football, concussions. We'll talk about the training regimen of extraordinary running back Derrick Henry of the Baltimore Ravens. It's pretty amazing what he's doing. He spends $250,000 on health-related issues. And finally, should Ozempic be part of Medicare? That's going to put a big dent in our healthcare budget, but it is coming to a pharmacy near you very soon. And lots of controversy about whether to cover it because it's expensive stuff. Bernie Sanders is all in an uproar about the profits that makers of weight loss drugs like Novo Nordisk are making. We're going to find out about that later in the program. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Big week on the health front because on Tuesday, I wasn't there in Washington to attend this very, very exciting event. It was a Senate roundtable on ending the chronic disease epidemic. They invited leading health advocates to testify about why we're getting sicker and how to reverse these trends. And I got to say that this 3 hours of hearings was a resounding vindication of what I've been doing for my entire 40-plus year career in medicine, which is looking at root causes of disease rather than putting a Band-Aid on diseases with expensive drugs and high-tech surgical interventions. They're fine for many acute diseases, but when it comes to chronic diseases, we're losing the battle. That's been a theme of Intelligent Medicine for a long time. Luminaries like RFK Jr., some people may say, oh my God, RFK Jr., that anti-vaxxer. But I got to say that, you know, whether you agree with him or not on the vaccine controversy, he knows his stuff and he's done a real deep dive on the malaise that's affecting America's healthcare system. Also, Callie and Cassie Means, the authors, co-authors, brother and sister team of Good Energy, extremely eloquent in terms of their critique of our healthcare system, and also with good ideas on how to turn the ship around. Dr. Chris Palmer, a luminary that you've heard on one of our Intelligent Medicine podcasts last year, a Harvard-trained psychiatrist, talked about the relationship between diet and mental disorders. Marty McCary, who is a distinguished gastrointestinal surgeon on the faculty of Johns Hopkins. He's currently doing feasibility studies on how to curtail unnecessary costs in medicine. And he made some extraordinary statements. He's been all over the place with a new book, which blows the whistles on outmoded medical practices that do more harm than good. And in fact, some of his statements were pretty amazing. Dr. McCurry said, the best way to lower drug costs in the U.S. is to stop taking drugs we don't need. He also had this pithy statement, the greatest perpetrator of misinformation has been the United States government with the food pyramid. This in response to calls for quashing misinformation and disinformation that departs from the medical orthodoxy. And when it comes to settled science, you know, they've been screaming, follow the science, follow the science. Dr. McCurry says that the purpose of science is to challenge deeply held assumptions. And he does so in a great new book that he's written. Also on the involved in the hearing, Jillian Michaels, Max Lucaveri, all kinds of important figures in the integrative health movement. And so it's very heartening to see them platformed in Washington. But what was discouraging is the lack of coverage that this received in the mainstream media. I mean, this is a health crisis that's unprecedented, and it's going to take us down in this country because more and more of our kids are sick. Our rates of autism and attention deficit disorder are soaring. Rates of childhood obesity are soaring. The focus was on kids, but it's also about adults. We're spending more and more in our healthcare system, and we're getting less bang from our buck than other comparable countries. For example, Americans live 8 fewer years than people in otherwise very civilized countries like Japan or Switzerland, where they spend a fraction of what we spend per capita on healthcare. There are perverse incentives in our healthcare system that drive costs upward and that favor very, very radical interventions when simple lifestyle interventions could make a lot of sense in terms of curbing chronic diseases. That was the whole point of this hearing. And under the auspices of Senator Ron Johnson, who was a friend of integrative medicine. But what was disappointing was the lack of coverage by conventional media. There was some coverage on Fox, I have to admit. But there was a lot of blowback. There was a very snarky article in The Atlantic headlined, The Woo-Woo Caucus Meets, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s appearance at a, quote, health and nutrition event, in Dr. Evil quotes. The event hosted by a Trump ally showed a congruence of crunchy and cranky. So very, very sarcastic rundown of this. And all of this, I think, has to do with politics, because RFK defected from the Democratic Party, aligned with Trump, like that or not. It's enabled him to have a wider audience and come up with a pithy slogan, MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. And we really need to get past ideology when it comes to turning around our healthcare system. It's not about parties anymore, because both parties have been miserable about addressing our healthcare crisis. Legislators on both sides are on the take, from the pharmaceutical industry, from the chemical industry, from big agriculture, and from big food. And so we've allowed our food supply and our environment to be included with toxic ingredients. And so we have to recognize that both parties have a point. The left's great passion for the environment and regulation, you know, maybe we need more regulation when it comes to food, when it comes to air, when it comes to our water supplies, no question. Republicans traditionally anti-regulation, but the right has been a champion of individual rights and freedom of choice in healthcare. And some of the biggest champions of the supplement industry have been Republican legislators like Ron Johnson. Wisconsin is a place where a lot of supplement manufacturers reside, have their factories, and so he's all in for them on their side, pushing back against onerous government regulations. And so it is, I think, an important moment, a teachable moment for America, when these ideas are front and center in the halls of Congress. And I was very heartened by the fact that this got wide, wide viewership. And I, if you haven't already, I urge you to go to YouTube and watch the Ron Johnson hearing that was held Tuesday, I believe it was the 20th, because it was a fascinating, fascinating expose of the potential for diet and lifestyle to turn things around when it comes to healthcare in America. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office with a question. You can record a question anytime you like during the week, 24/7, 365. Let's hear that.
I am using EGF serum for bruising on my arms. It has helped in that regard. I am concerned about possible cancer-causing agents in the serum. Should I be concerned?
Okay, so this is an interesting question because there's a new kid on the block when it comes to ingredients for the stuff that you smear on your skin to have anti-aging, anti-wrinkle effects, and potentially skin healing effects. And what this gentleman is referring to is EGF, epidermal growth factor. And it's an expensive ingredient. Products like this can retail for $175 for just 15 mLs, like a tiny amount. And what it is, you know, epidermal growth factor, it is what it sounds like. It is something that helps to promote the growth of healthy cells. And new technology has enabled various companies to either make it from human fibroblasts in culture, or alternatively to bioengineer things like barley seeds to churn out human-like epidermal growth factor. It's a pricey ingredient. It's often combined with other things. I'm not sure if it's responsible for the healing you've seen in your skin, because anytime you apply any kind of moisturizer or emollient with or without epidermal growth factor to your skin, you're going to see potentially some improvement. So there's controversy about this, because while there are studies that show that it improves skin tone and helps to regenerate cells, the concern is that it's a rather large molecule, and the skin is kind of like a raincoat. It keeps things out. It's kind of a it's porous to some extent, but it's also kind of an impenetrable barrier to certain things. And it's possible that the EGF doesn't do its job at the inner levels where the skin is forming new cells. That's where it needs to work. Not at the top layer, because the top layer is already mostly dead cells that are sloughing off. And so it is popular because, yeah, everybody's looking for that fountain of youth. And, you know, it's a great selling point when you include EGF in a skincare product. Products vary in their content of EGF. So maybe you just get a smidge in some. In others, you may get a substantial amount. It may be that you should check with a dermatologist to see what they recommend, although they may have a proprietary interest in selling you a product that they have on their office shelves. There's also the concern that, hey, it's a growth factor. So, yeah, skin cancer, that's a thing, right? Well, what if you prompt a cancer cell to grow faster? So that could be a concern, at least theoretically. And I don't think there are any studies that show that EGF has the potential to accelerate the progression of precancers to cancer and thus pose a hazard to users. I mean, it's an ingredient that's approved by the FDA, but they can't really make medical claims about it. So it comes, you know, not quite like a drug. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we're going to talk about a puzzling trend. Death rates have increased in the U.S. since COVID, but it's not all about COVID. We'll find out why. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Also, a reminder, when you're looking for supplements, you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. They're the very self-same supplements that I take personally, and I get products delivered routinely from FullScript. Go to drhoffmanstore.com. And these days, with fraud and adulteration abounding on the internet, you may need a reliable source to get your supplements. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. a superior probiotic formula. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. We're going to take some of your recorded questions momentarily. But there's a puzzling phenomenon going on in the United States. There are increasing mortality rates in the U.S. And you might say, well, yeah, we had, of course, COVID, right? But COVID, especially these days, is not killing that many people. There's still deaths due to COVID, but most of these deaths are among the very sick, elderly, frail, people with multiple what are called comorbidities. And it's as if COVID is the coup de grace for them, not the primary cause of death in a healthy young person. And so some people have floated the idea that maybe what's killing off Americans is the vaccine itself. There are people who are promoting what I consider kind of a conspiracy theory, is that we're all doomed, those of us who took the vaccine, because the vaccine is causing gradual, very, very fundamental changes in our DNA and will cause us to develop cancer, heart problems, blood clots, and all manner of problems that ultimately will cause a major toll as the decades roll out. I personally don't subscribe to that. I recognize that there are some very serious side effects of the COVID shots, which makes it questionable whether they should be offered to people at low risk, especially to young people, especially to kids. I think it's totally nuts, especially at this point in the pandemic, where less people are at risk and dying. That's controversial, but turns out there's an analysis here of why it may be that the death rate in America is actually increasing. And it's not from COVID. The article here is from JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. The worst of the COVID-19 pandemic is behind us. The death rate from COVID peaked in 2021, and now it's very low. They say, this progress is welcome but deceptive. The U.S. mortality picture is hardly ideal. Like the sand revealed as the tide goes out, the receding COVID-19 pandemic draws attention to rising mortality rates from non-COVID causes. Now, that trend was already underway well before the pandemic. And the pandemic just, you know, made it look like COVID's killing off people, and that's why we're seeing a spike in our death rates. But no, there's a steady climb in our death rates. And the life expectancy of Americans is far below that of folks in other countries. After 2010, life expectancy flatlined in the U.S. while continuing to increase in other high-income countries. And so what is killing off Americans? And it turns out that there's some problems. And COVID actually accelerated the problems, because during COVID, they closed the gyms, but they didn't close the pot shops and the liquor stores. And Americans were isolated, lonely. They turned to drugs. They turned to alcohol. There was an increase in crime. Alcohol-related mortality has increased, particularly for individuals age 45 to 64. Suicides have been increasing since 2000. Homicides involving young and middle-aged adults have been increasing since 2014. Okay, they tell you, okay, the crime rate is decreasing. No. Deaths from homicides increasing. Deaths from drugs, alcohol, and suicides are often attributed to despair. They're called deaths of despair. But death rates are also increasing for diseases with other causes. So, for example, deaths from neurological diseases, particularly Alzheimer's, has been increasing for decades. Deaths from diabetes has been increasing, not decreasing. We're coming up with more drugs for diabetes. Why not? Oh, my goodness. We've got to make sure that everybody gets their insulin, right? Oh, price of insulin is, you know, now underwritten by the government. Among young and middle-aged adults, death from hypertensive disease and kidney failure has been increasing for two decades. Death from other forms of heart disease, heart failure, has been increasing. Although death from heart attack decreasing, well, you know, virtually everybody's on statins, cholesterol-lowering medication. But ultimately, that may mean that some people survive only to get heart failure and die of that. Women aged 25 to 44 have been dying at increasing rates from pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum. Injury-related mortality has increased. We're killing ourselves in our motor vehicles. Firearm-related mortality increased. So, yeah. Deaths in the U.S. pediatric population began increasing in 2020 due primarily to homicide, suicide, transport injuries like, you know, car accidents, motor vehicles, pedestrian accidents, and drug overdoses in children and adolescents. So we're going in the wrong direction. And oh, here's another companion statistic. Headline, severe obesity on the rise in the U.S. What's severe? It's not just obesity. It's severe obesity. It's, you know, obesity based on the body mass index. People who are have a body mass index greater than 31, that's obesity, not simple overweight. 26 and over is overweight. 31 and over is obesity. But severe obesity is the far end of the spectrum, which is, I think, body mass index 36 or greater into the 40s and beyond. Obesity is holding steady in the U.S. Okay, good news. Not increasing. But the proportion of those with severe obesity, especially women, has climbed since a decade ago. The U.S. obesity rate is 40%, according to a 2021-2023 survey. And nearly 1 in 10 of those surveyed reported severe obesity. Women nearly twice as likely to report severe obesity. So all that goes to underscore the very, very strong imperative to turn our healthcare system around and address some of the root causes of these problems that are killing Americans in droves. And we're not, our healthcare picture is actually worsening, not getting better. We're curing some conditions. No question. There are certain cancers we're achieving success with. We're doing better when people have heart attacks and strokes. But ultimately, more people are dying, and people are dying younger. And we're seeing more disease and more people sustained through heroic life-saving measures that are life-impairing and extremely costly. This item, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. Well, CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules, the Plus Health Clarity Gummies, are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or if you are looking for a little peace and calm, and perhaps you don't want to take a cannabinoid to have a mild, relaxing effect. Well, Plus Health's Peace Gummies contain a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine, which is good for metabolic syndrome, and an ingredient called OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. And speaking of the bad-mouthing of this conference, this Senate hearing, Dr. Peter Hotez, who's a professor, a very, very outspoken proponent of vaccines, he's all over vaccines, he very, very snarkily wrote on X, "I'm concerned the health disinformation empire has begun accelerating with this new RFK Jr. GOP partnership." Bad, bad. Sounds very Trumpy. "Also worried about the muted, invisible responses from our U.S. HHS agencies, health professional societies, academic health centers. Troubling pictures in this trend." So what he wants is he wants a clampdown on this supposed misinformation, disinformation. He also writes, "Now with RFK Jr. and his crew joining forces with the extremists in the U.S. House and Senate." Well, it's like that final episode of Batman I watched as a kid in the 1960s, where the Joker, Penguin, Riddler, Catwoman all agreed to join forces to do away with Batman and Robin. Gotham City is asleep. So in these simplistic terms, he's casting aspersions on well-meaning individuals who are trying to reform our healthcare system and maybe suggesting that we don't need all those vaccines, that we should take a critical look at our vaccine campaigns, not a throw the baby out with the bathwater and abandon vaccines. But it's the fault of public health itself that people have lost confidence in public health pronouncements. And there's now non-compliance with important vaccines, vaccines against measles, mumps, and rubella, for example, where non-compliance is taking a toll. And some of these conditions are resurfacing because we blew it in our messaging about COVID and our efforts to quash misinformation and disinformation. We should have had a healthy dialogue all along. And this guy, Peter Hotez, wants to quash it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. That gets you a pass to record a question. And let's hear one of those questions right now.
My feet are partially numb like where my toes are. Everywhere else, I don't have a problem. It's just in my toes, both feet. And it feels like I'm wearing something. So my question is that due to peripheral artery disease, or is it due to a nerve pinch from my spine? Maybe you can elaborate on that. Thank you.
Okay. So in my opinion, it's due to neither. So let's look at the question of numbness or loss of sensation, or, you know, sometimes funny sensations, sometimes painful sensations in the feet, you know, burning or pins and needles kind of sensations in the feet. You know, let's take a look at the case of artery disease. In artery disease, there's poor circulation to the feet that can occur in people with atherosclerosis, especially in smokers, people with diabetes. Results in, you know, sometimes problems with the nerves. But usually, the problems with the nerve precede problems with circulation. Nerves are damaged by diabetes, and even sometimes before diabetes really surfaces in a major way, you begin to get what's called diabetic peripheral neuropathy. So this is something that is pretty common. It also is relevant that it's in both feet, because if you have, say, a pinched nerve in your spine, you may have a loss of sensation or weakness, but it's usually one side. It's not usually both sides at the same time. So I don't think it's a pinched nerve, because a pinched nerve would be more one side than the other. And the suggestion is that you see a neurologist and get this checked out. I mean, it's another cause of this, you know, numbness, loss of sensation is autoimmune neuropathy, where the immune system attacks the nerves, and that's fairly common. And that may be in the absence of high blood sugar. So some things you can use for that, acetyl-L-carnitine, high-dose vitamin B1, like benfotiamine, can be helpful for that. There's also studies that show that alpha-lipoic acid can be helpful for that. And I've helped some people who have certain forms of peripheral neuropathy with nutritional therapy, and with, you know, very dramatic results. But it's first important to find out the cause, and then it can be addressed, you know, however, you know, with nutrition. But I kind of doubt that you have the problem of poor arterial circulation. That is sometimes associated with poorly healing wounds and, you know, ultimately infections that can lead to gangrene and can cause the need for amputations of the toes or the feet. And that usually occurs in advanced diabetes or people who have really bad cardiovascular disease, or especially in smokers. So I think really the differential diagnosis for you is it diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or is it autoimmune peripheral neuropathy? That needs to be checked out by a neurologist. It could also even be due to vitamin B12 deficiency. Let's not miss out on that possibility. You need to get your levels of vitamin B12 checked, because low levels of B12 can cause loss of sensation in your extremities. All right. This item, you're going to find this interesting. An ingenious Harvard medical student conducted an experiment. He ate over 700 eggs in a month. That amounts to about 24 eggs per day. So he's only having an egg every hour. An interesting thing happened. He saw that his cholesterol levels dropped by nearly 20%. He was looking at his LDL cholesterol. He hypothesized before his experiment that consuming the 60 dozen eggs per month would not increase his LDL or bad cholesterol by the time the month was over. So it turns out that his LDL levels dropped by 2% of the first week of his new diet, and then by the latter 2 weeks, they dropped by 18%. Normally, his LDL levels were around 90, which is, you know, okay for a healthy young person. I mean, if you have heart disease, they want it lower. Of interest is that sometimes this doesn't work out. There are some people who are what are called hyper-responders to a high-fat, high-cholesterol diet, and their LDL can soar. Paradoxically, what happens if you're on a ketogenic diet with virtually no carbs, put some carbs back, and your LDL will drop dramatically. Just have a few more carbs. It'll go to a less stringent ketogenic diet, and you'll see what happens. But so, you know, what's going on here? Well, when you go to the body adjusts to intake of cholesterol. The body synthesizes most of the cholesterol that's in your bloodstream. In fact, the estimate is that conditions vary, but 1/6 of your cholesterol normally comes from diet, and the rest is manufactured in your liver. And so diet doesn't have that much to do with your cholesterol, with the exception that a high sugar, high carbohydrate diet will generate a lot of triglycerides. And 1/5 of your triglycerides translates to your cholesterol. So say you have a triglycerides of 500. Well, that's going to add 100 points to your cholesterol right there. Okay. And if you drop at 400 points, that's going to reduce it by, you know, what's 1/5 of 480 or so. You will actually drop your cholesterol going on a low carb diet. So, yeah, that's an interesting experiment. It kind of goes to show you that, you know, it's not all about diet. And an ingenious medical student at Harvard demonstrated that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.